This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR Radio. Giving radio the finger.
Hello, I'm Vicky Stone and you're listening to the Friday Night Show on FUBAR Radio. And this is Kellis and Millionaire. This is the Friday Night Show, and I'm Vicky Stone, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, London Hughes.
Yay! Woo-hoo! I gave myself a clap.
That's it. Clap. Like it's Friday night. Clap yourself. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling fine. The weather's been good this week, so I'm happy. How are you, babe?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready for the weekend.
Nice. Yeah, me too, actually.
What's been the best and worst part of your week this week?
Okay, the best part of my week was going out with the guy that I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah.
We had an amazing time together. He let me stay at his house for 3 days.
I thought you were going to say for free. No. He let me stay at his house. I was like, do people normally charge you?
Because, yeah, they
babe,
do, yeah.
That's a hotel.
You pay rent.
You're not in a relationship. No. You're staying at a travel lodge.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was nice. He took me out to Dean Street townhouse. Other townhouses are available. The food there is amazing. And, he picked me up in an executive car. I felt like Pretty Woman.
Taxi? Do you mean a taxi?
No,
he
picked
you up in a taxi.
No, he got there's this app called Uber or something.
Yeah,
and you can get like really posh cars.
Okay,
and so he got a really really posh car with our own driver for the night, and it was
nice,
so beautiful. Like, oh yeah.
Oh. So was that the best or the worst?
That
part
was
of
the
week?
Best part. It's
okay,
of the week.
I don't know how high or low your standards are.
That was, you know, worst, I mean? That part was the worst. Week.
My week was so amazing. That was the worst bit of
yes.
it. So what was the worst? Well, that was the best. So what was the worst?
The worst bit was when he freaked out because I asked if I could leave my shower cap at his house.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I can see why he freaked out. Because A, what you're doing is that classic girl thing of like deliberately leaving shit. Oh, we all know those tricks. We've all done
it. But why can't I leave my shower cap? It's just a shower cap.
Yeah, but why can't you just keep your shower cap in your handbag?
That's
like
what
everybody
he said.
Else?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
But I've got shower caps at home. I don't have a shower cap at his house. He's got a wet room. My hair can't get wet. I need it there. What's the big deal?
Yeah, but the thing is, a shower cap ain't heavy, is it? I can see, because
no!
basically what you're doing is phase one of commitment.
Yes.
And he's going,
no.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't want your plastic head covering in my wet room.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
What about you?
Well, okay, so I had this thing that this week I've been asked to be a bridesmaid.
Nice.
And that is simultaneously the best and worst part of my week.
Why?
Well, have you been a bridesmaid before?
Never.
Oh,
actually,
God.
As a kid, did that count? When
yeah,
as a kid.
Okay, well, I've been bridesmaid as a kid twice. I've been bridesmaid as an adult 4 times.
Oh, my God. Is it worse as an adult? Is it
oh,
better?
My God. Everyone thinks it's like this great honour. I've done it so many times now. It's
really?
It's, yeah. The thing is, that somehow it manages, like, you get asked by someone who, when at the time of asking, they're one of your best friends, and then by the end of the process, I genuinely can't.
What happened?
Being a bride and communicating with your bridesmaids brings out the absolute worst in women.
Really?
Oh my God, it really does. Everything from organising of the hen do.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, the last time I was bridesmaid for one of my best friends, and she was getting married in Crewe.
Nice.
All the glamour.
Yeah.
She was getting married in Crewe Hall, and where I had to go and rehearse. She was like, "Oh, babe, can you come up to Crewe for a wedding rehearsal?" And I was like, "Yeah, fine.
Cool.
Totally understand the value of rehearsal. Might not always sound like it on this show, but I do understand the value of rehearsal." And we get into this massive toilet in this hall, because she basically we get there and she ushers me into this toilet, and she's got a wedding dress on, which is weird. So it's me and her mum. She's wearing this wedding dress.
Mm.
And she goes, "Great, so now we're going to practice." And I'm like, "Practice what? We're in a toilet." And basically what she wanted me to do is that the meringue on her wedding dress was so large that she wasn't able to use her own hands to reach
underneath. You're chatting shit.
No, this
you're
is,
chatting
well,
shit.
Well, imagine, you look at those massive wedding dresses.
She didn't want you to wipe her nani, did she?
Yes, that was my fucking job as bridesmaid.
No.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. So the plan was that her mum was going to heave the wedding dress
so
over her head, and I was going to go underneath and do the rest. So she couldn't see her fanny, she couldn't touch her fanny.
Was her fanny at least, properly?
A Oh yeah, sorted. I mean, you know, it was wedding. Do you know what I mean?
Wedding
it was,
fanny. Wedding fanny is probably the best fanny. Yeah. That's when you get all out.
You ain't going to see a more coiffed vagina than on your wedding day.
Wedding fanny. So did you do it then?
No, I made the I did the holding, but the mum did the wiping.
That's disgusting.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, I mean, it was full on like pull her pants down. Like it was like,
oh,
you know,
God.
Pull her pants down, help her find the toilet, like sort of wiggle her ass into place because the dress was so large. It went up and then over the back of her head. She couldn't see. And I mean, imagine that. So you look at yourself in your massive wedding dress and think, oh my God, look how beautiful I am.
Yeah.
And then cut to having absolutely no dignity whatsoever. Having to have a team of people wipe you.
No.
Is that what you want on your wedding day?
Oh my God.
Do you want your nearest and dearest staring at your gusset?
No. I mean, I love that word, gusset.
I love the word gusset.
Gusset.
I know. Gusset. Enjoy. It's Friday night. Let's treat ourselves.
Gusset.
Let's gusset it up. But we are asking this evening, what are your wedding horror stories?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that was like a full-on horror story, but it wasn't what I expected.
No.
But I wasn't chief bridesmaid.
Why didn't chief bridesmaid do that shit?
The chief bridesmaid gets to all the nice stuff, like smoothing out the train for the pictures.
Amazing.
And holding of flowers and, you know, standing and witnessing as they sign bits of paper. What do I get?
Well, gossip duty.
I get wipes. Yeah.
Awkward. I know.
But this is the thing. And so when you've been a bridesmaid, you know, that they start to ask you really odd, you know, they start to ask lots of you.
Yeah.
And you just...
Do you get paid?
Do you get paid?
Yeah.
Why would your friend pay you?
Because it's a lot of time and effort you're putting into them.
Well,
don't
the dumb thing is they buy you a dress.
So you get to keep the dress
that you'll never wear again. Yeah,
Is it nice?
Yeah, I know. I've got a.
Have you got like four really hot gowns in your wardrobe from all the weddings?
No, I've got one that's in a bag and a bit stained.
Nice.
That I always said, oh, I'll get dry cleaned, and then I've never worn it. Then you would never wear it again.
Yeah.
So that's still got like, you know, bits of meringue on it and.
Nice.
You know,
because you get drunk at the thingy at the reception.
Well, my friend and her dress. She said to me, she said, "You've got to stay sober. This is a really important job."
No, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I would have told her straight. Was it a free bar?
It was a free bar, and she went, "Look, you've got to be sober because you know this is a really important job." Well, I was like, first of all, don't bullshit me.
Exactly. Of course,
that ain't an important job.
No.
And yeah, I mean, if there's ever been a situation in my life where I've wanted to be absolutely fucking bladdered, it's that day.
Oh,
I think this is a perfect segue for If You're Never Gonna Move by Jessie Ware. This is FUBAR Radio. You're listening to the Friday Night Show. I'm Vicky Stone and I'm here with my co-host, London Hughes.
Hello there.
And we have been talking about wedding horror stories.
Gosh.
And this is because I've been asked once again to be a bridesmaid. London, you've never been a bridesmaid.
Not a proper one. Like, when you're five, that's not really an honour, is it? It's more like you'll do because you're the only cousin in the family.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's cool, but not a proper, like...
Like, as an adult.
As an adult, no.
It's just a kind of weird thing. So, like, I what I can imagine... So from all my friends, from seeing all my sort of what were my best mates, they still are my best mates. Yeah. Time has healed the rifts caused by being a bridesmaid. But this is the same friend that had the massive wedding dress, right?
Yeah.
We were walking towards like one of the bits of the wedding, you know, like the bit in between where you're getting a bit of champagne and there's a toasty, but there's no meal yet.
Yeah.
Weird sort of
the prelude
limbo
toasty thing.
Wedding limbo.
Yeah.
During that time, she was walking through and she just turned to me and she went, babe, look on the floor in 2 steps' time.
What?
And on what was on the floor in 2 steps' time was a panty liner.
Whose panty liner?
Hers. She couldn't reach it, so it just fell out of her pants.
What do you mean?
I mean that her wedding dress was so big that she couldn't use her own hands.
Yeah. Why does she have a panty liner?
Because it's wedding knickers. You know, want to keep them fresh. She's probably nervous, getting a bit sweaty. I don't want to go... Do you know about these things? What?
So what's it, that her time of the month in her white dress? So why has she got a panty liner on? I don't understand.
To keep fresh. I don't think we should be discussing this.
Is that what girls do?
Yes.
I'm always fresh, so I wouldn't know. But is that what happens?
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that. Sorry, you didn't know that.
People, I have a feeling we might be alienating some listeners now with this very specific
why you might use a panty liner.
Well,
I didn't know
that. Yeah, well,
okay.
I'm glad that we can help. I'm glad
makes
that we...
Makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yes, it doesn't. That business plan has been thought through.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So let's just go. Let's
so
just
it was
recap.
Out.
So her panty liner was falling out, and she said to me, "Babe, look on the floor in 2 steps' time." So on the she walks past in a big, you know, gushing, literally wedding dress, and there's the panty liner on the floor. I'm not going to pick it up. I'm not going to pick up someone else's panty line off the floor, wedding or not. I'm not going to do it. So I nudge her mum, and her mum, without even thinking, picks it up, panics.